Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. This is another episode of Dictations. And in this conversation, Dr. Rogers and I talk about vitamin C. We talk about why everyone should take it, whether or not you can take too much of it, and what it actually does. Now, quick note, there was an audio problem right around the 3 to 4 minute mark. So you will hear a couple things repeated. We recorded this episode over a couple different conversations. So a little bit of a mashup, but stick around because there's new stuff in each clip. So anyways, I'll let you get to the conversation. Thank you for being here. And here's Dr. Rogers on vitamin C. Dr. Rogers, how you doing?
Hey, Ben, how are you?
I am wonderful. We've been talking back and forth the last couple hours about what we're going to do this conversation on. And it seems like, you know, a lot of people around us are getting sick. It's middle of February. Talk to us a little bit about why people are getting sick right now. And you wanted to talk a little bit about some solutions.
Well, I want to talk today about vitamin C. You know, it is the middle of the winter. There's a lot of flu going around, common colds, bronchitis, sinus infections. It's because your immune system is a little bit worse when the cold weather's around. People are in buildings together, and it's running through schools. As a matter of fact, last week, several school systems were closed because of the flu.
Right.
So, you know, we need to talk about vitamin C, which is my very close second favorite vitamin, right behind vitamin D, which we've talked about a lot. But vitamin C is something that Linus Pauling got a lot of credit for discovering and all the health benefits. And he was absolutely right in what it does help you with. Vitamin C, humans do not produce vitamin C. The only way you can get it is through what you eat. But most people need a supplement, in my opinion, for vitamin C. Of course, we also give it intravenously for other things like chronic diseases, giving you an immune boost. We certainly do it for a lot of patients that are battling cancer. We can't claim that it cures cancer, but it certainly seems to help those people in a lot of ways with cancer. You know, originally they discovered vitamin C worked because of people getting scurvy from not having enough fruits on ships many, many years ago. But really, you don't need a lot of vitamin C to prevent scurvy. You can get that in most normal diets. But to prevent other things, you do need supplements of vitamin C, or at least a lot of vitamin C in the foods that you eat.
So what does it do? And I'm not sure I've ever asked you that. Well, what does vitamin C do? Why is it such an antioxidant?
Well, it's a very, very strong antioxidant, which reduces the risk of a lot of chronic diseases, like heart disease. It boosts your immune system. And the way that you asked me the question about antioxidants protect cells from harmful free radicals, which are molecules that like rust, that produce a lot of oxidative stress. And so basically, it's another one of those supplements that reduces inflammation. And as you know, inflammation is the root of most all disease. But there have been some new studies that show that it can do a lot of other things that, you know, haven't really proven before. We thought were true, but we hadn't really proven. But it definitely has an effect on your mortality. When they study it, that people that have a higher dose of vitamin C definitely live longer. But they found out that it can lower your blood pressure by relaxing blood vessels. It also can lower your cholesterol and triglycerides. It can lower your risk of gout.
Okay, so now that we know how it works by lowering oxidative stress, what else can it do?
Well, we found out through some recent studies that it can lower your blood pressure by relaxing the blood vessels. It definitely has a positive effect in lowering your cholesterol and triglycerides. It can also reduce your risk of gout because it lowers your uric acid levels. It improves your iron absorption. So anybody that's anemic or on iron needs to take vitamin C. It definitely shortens wound healing time. And another interesting thing, it may help prevent dementia. We know that people with dementia have lower vitamin C levels than people that don't have dementia. Vitamin C and cancer. We know that vitamin C works by generating hydrogen peroxide, which destroys rapidly replicating cancer cells. That's why we give it IV in high doses. We do that quite a bit in the office. So we know that people that have the highest intake of vitamin C prior to a cancer diagnosis have a 25% less likely percentage to die from the disease compared to those that have the lowest level. So it's definitely aids in preventing heart disease, cancer. It helps fight off viruses. It helps your immune system. There's just no reason why you shouldn't be taking vitamin C, in my opinion.
What's the knock against vitamin C?
There's really no knock against it. I don't think anybody would dispute the fact that it helps people be healthier. So there's really not a knock against it that I know at the
Okay.
present.
Well, tell us, how much do we need to take?
Most people need to take 1,000 milligrams or 1 gram. I certainly have done this for years. And I take mine with quercetin. The form I take has vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams. It's one tablet a day. When I get sick or feel a cold coming on or something, which is rare, I'll double it and take two of them. I take mine with the form of dihydroquercetin. Quercetin is a plant flavonoid that has a lot of extra antioxidant properties. So that's the form I take.
All right, Dr. Rogers, we're going to take a short break here. We're going to get you back on the phone here in just a minute, okay?
Thanks, Ben.
All right. So we know that we need to supplement our vitamin C. We're not getting enough of it through our food, et cetera. What are the different ways that people can get vitamin C?
Of course, eating fruits, kale, and some of the things, the healthy green foods that we always recommend anyway, but most people need to take just a supplement, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. The other thing for more serious things, of course, we give it intravenously to help people with fight cancer and various chronic diseases that boost they need a boost in their immune system. But you can also put it on your skin. I do that every day. It kind of helps with preventing those brown spots that you get as you age, and it definitely kind of forms a barrier in your skin to help decrease lines and wrinkles, and kind of turns your skin over a little faster. I found it to be very helpful in cosmetic reasons on your hands and on your face for sure. So we know it helps protect your heart. It also can help your bone strength. Vitamin D and calcium are the ones that are known, but definitely vitamin C will definitely strengthen your bones because it supports collagen production. Another thing that it does similar to vitamin D is that it boosts your mood and fights depression. I think that's another very, very positive benefit. So a lot of age-related disorders can be, strengthened by taking vitamin C supplements. It's pretty much a no-brainer in my opinion.
Real quick, because we only got about a minute left. Tell us if people are feeling like they're coming down with something. Can you go over kind of your list of supplements real quick and how much, what you put people on?
Yeah, this winter, if you feel like you're coming down with a sore throat, or you know how people feel, hey, I'm coming down with it. What I tell them to do is take 50,000 units of vitamin D3 for 3 days. Most people I have on 5,000, maybe 10,000 units. I have them take 50,000 units a day for 3 days, and I have them double their vitamin C to go from 1,000 milligrams to 2,000 milligrams. So those are two things off the bat that I always tell people to do, and it usually really helps.
All right, Dr. Rogers, thanks for your time, and we'll get it back at it next week.
Thanks, Ben.
All right, bye.
Bye.